The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
What you eating there, Jeff?
Candy.
Candy? Yes. What kind of candy? Like taffy or something? You're really working hard.
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
I love candy.
I know you do. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. Talked about like Brock's Pick-A-Mix and stuff, but candy.
Well, let's talk about candy from the 80s.
Ooh, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. So Tootsie Roll, that's a good one. I mean,
it was the only one I could think of that would really be struggling to talk.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, like candy from the 80s. Now, obviously, Tootsie Rolls were popular in the 80s, but they started long before that.
Well, before that.
Probably most of the candies that we would bring up that we enjoyed in the 80s came from before the 80s and were still popular then and are still popular now. So I think there are going to be two categories here. You know, candies that were just standards that we ate tons of in the 80s that weren't made in the 80s, but then others that are truly of that era. Started then. Maybe they continue now. Maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't.
Right.
Like, there might be some that if we're like, let's go to eBay and see if we can find a marathon bar. Okay?
Yeah.
We might get a hit.
Uh-huh.
And we might get a marathon bar, but that chocolate's going to be white.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been discontinued.
Yes.
Right? So I guess that's kind of what I'm talking about. Candy. Candy is dandy. Liquor is quicker. We've both had a couple of drinks. Let's talk candy.
Okay. So, Tootsie Rolls, Hershey Bars, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the gold standards, developed much before the 80s, enjoyed in the 80s. Enough said about those.
Enough said. Thank you.
What did we get that came in the late 70s or 80s? Well, we'll add the late 70s to our wheelhouse here.
Well, I think with Tootsie Roll, for example, you surrounded it with a sucker.
You surrounded it with a sucker.
Yep.
Now, I don't know exactly when that came about, but I'm guessing that probably started in the 50s or 60s.
Well, when did the commercial come out?
I was going to say the commercial was ours.
The commercial was ours.
How many
licks own the commercial.
Does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Park?
Yep.
One, a two, a three.
That owl had a strong beak.
He did.
Have you ever sucked a Tootsie Pop to the Tootsie Roll?
Well, of course I have, but the thing is, you've probably taken it to part of it.
Where you could see a thin candy layer, and you're like, I can do this.
Well, and maybe you get to a part of it where you've worn the candy all the way down, but you're not going to go all the way
around.
You've
never gone all the way.
No.
I haven't either.
You bite. Yeah.
You bite.
Now, can you say you got to the center of a Tootsie Pop? I think I did.
God, yes.
You got to it. I didn't count the licks. It was a lot more than three that got me there.
A lot more than three.
In fact, you don't lick a Tootsie Pop. You put it in your mouth and you kind of just let it like melt a little bit till you get to a point where you've almost got like a sip of a drink to take.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You put it in there and you're kind of like...
You put it there, let it dissolve.
Keep it in there,
a little
let
bit,
it dissolve,
it, yeah.
Get a nice little... Yeah. And then you get down to the reward in the middle. And, you know, what's better than a Tootsie Roll in the middle of your sucker?
Can you
think of anything else that you could put in there that might taste good?
I can tell you one of the worst inventions that I've ever... come across, and it happened to be the Tootsie Pop, and some people are going to just think what I'm about to say is blasphemy,
mm-hmm.
but it's a chocolate Tootsie Pop. It's like, chocolate, time to bite, chocolate. No, you gotta have a raspberry Tootsie Pop, or an orange Tootsie Pop, or a red Tootsie Pop, one that when you're finished, you get the Tootsie Roll.
I don't even know who you are.
Please tell me you don't like the chocolate Tootsie.
I love the chocolate Tootsie Pop. Now, my favorite is orange.
Okay.
You named orange. I love a chocolate Tootsie Pop. Who are you?
Well, I tell you who I might be. I might be your best friend.
Yeah?
Because if you and I went to CVS right now and bought a bag of Tootsie Pops, and I said, I'll make a deal with you. I take all the red and the purple. You take all the black and the orange. We're both happy.
We're happy.
But I would like an orange.
Oh, I'll give you an orange.
All right, but I'm not going to give you one of mine. I don't want a chocolate in return.
I'll keep all the chocolates.
Okay. So you like the chocolate Tootsie Pops?
I love chocolate Tootsie Pops. Our listeners, weigh in on this. Go out wherever you're listening to this. You can go out. It'd be nice if you'd, like, rate us.
Yes.
But go out and put a comment. Tell us what your thoughts are about Tootsie Pops. Do you like the chocolates? I love the chocolates.
I would have to say that in my life, I've always wondered how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I don't give a shit about that anymore. I want to know, do you like the chocolate one? Please tell me if you do or don't.
Oh, please do. We need to settle this. But I was mentioning, you know, another, you know, I don't know exactly when this was developed, but I think probably in the 70s, but you could get to the middle of your sucker and have something other than a Tootsie Pop.
Oh, my God, please tell me you're talking about Charms.
I'm talking about the Charms Blow Pop.
Sour apple?
I feel like I always
original
had a red,
red.
One. Original
you like the original red.
Yeah. And you get down, and then the same thing. You can't wait till you get to the middle. You crunch it at some point, and then
crunch it.
It's cool because you've got that candy kind of incorporated into the gum.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And you got to work it a little bit before it gets to be a you know, gum that you can blow a bubble with, but solid.
When did that come out?
I don't know. You know, that would require us to do research to be able to, and we don't do research.
We don't, but I tell you, two of the most solid suckers ever.
Yeah.
Tootsie Pop. And now, granted, a newer one, I don't think you can count this as one that we're going to talk about. Have you ever had a caramel apple pop?
I have.
They don't suck.
They don't suck.
But they're new.
They're new. Yeah, we don't. Yeah. That we can't include that. And then the other, you know, I was sitting here thinking to myself, like, what would be the other, like, go-to sucker? I mean, you would have to say, like, a Dum Dum, which wasn't from our era, but
no. We
enjoyed it during our era and still today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was older. And then, you know, you never could go wrong with just the standard lollipop that you'd get at the doctor's office or the dentist. That was basically like a flat little disc, and it had the little loop.
Both loops you'd hold up in there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, so you can't beat that.
No, you can't. I would say my favorite suckers. I'm going to try to rate my suckers, if you will. And I'm gonna number four, actually, last would be the caramel apple pop.
Yeah.
Then the Dum Dum. Then the dentist pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jill down the street.
What?
And then Charms Blow Pop. And then maybe Tootsie Pop. Wait. Let me. Charms Blow Pop, then Jill then down Jill. The street, and then the Tootsie Pop.
Do I even ask you to elaborate on that? I mean, I liked the way you clarified the ranking.
Well, thank you.
Should we just leave it at that?
Did you not know Jill?
Not as well as you did,
apparently.
Obviously.
What about gum?
Well, you know, gum, that's a good segue because we talked about the Charms Blow Pop. There were some major developments in gum.
Huge.
Huge developments. I mean, let's say, for example, you were out and you were involved in a nonviolent gunfight, which involved blowing a huge bubble. A huge bubble. Unless you were armed with this particular brand, you were going to have a mess all over your face that you couldn't peel off.
So let's say that you call me or just scream down the hall and say, hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's have a blow-off.
A blow-off, which, say, I mean, how many times did that happen when we were growing up?
Well, I'd call Jill down the street. But so let's say we're going to have a blow-off with bubble gum.
Right.
And I bring Bubblicious or Bubble Yum to the thing.
No, wait a minute.
I'm going to beat your ass. Because I'm going to blow the biggest bubble.
Yeah. And now those were new. Those were new gums then, Bubblicious and Bubble Yum.
Yeah.
That would make you blow a much bigger bubble than you could have with the double bubble
or something like that. No, I'm going new. But
if I break out, if I break out some Hubba Bubba.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to blow just as big a bubble. And that thing is going to peel right off my face when I'm done. You're covered in gum, buddy.
I've been had.
You've been had. I just whooped your ass at a blow-off.
I have blown huge bubbles with Bubblicious and Bubble Yum, both of which were so large they engulfed my entire face, and I actually got earwax pulled out. Are you trying to tell me that Hubba Bubba would pull off of your face with no stick?
Wouldn't stick.
The 80s were, they were just unbelievably different than today.
Incredible.
They don't care about sticking and That's not sticking right. today. Hubba Bubba, buddy.
Yeah. And you know why we got Hubba Bubba?
Uh-uh.
Space program.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. But it seems like most of the cool things that we got back then were due to the space program. I imagine Hubba Bubba somehow came out of developments trying to go to space, looking for something.
I could see it.
Might have. Like
I
Velcro.
Could see it too.
We got Velcro that way, you know.
Yeah.
Probably. We probably got Hubba Bubba that way, but thank goodness. God bless NASA.
No kidding.
That was fantastic. So you could blow that sucker. I mean,
huge.
First of all, so you mentioned Bubble Yum.
And Bubblicious.
And Bubblicious.
They all came around the same time.
They came around the same time. They were much different than the gum that you had before. You know, it was great that you could spend 1 cent and get a piece of double bubble. It went up to 2 cents and then 3 cents.
We never really had penny candy.
Well, we had the gum, you know, the double bubble. And then you could get like a thing of Bazooka and get a nice little Bazooka cartoon in it.
Okay,
these were before
Bazooka
our time.
Joe.
These bled into the 80s.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, we got our own stuff. And it was packaged differently. They weren't sticks. They weren't like a little roll up, like a Tootsie Roll. They came in a 5-pack. They were cube shaped. And they were soft. Right off
delicious.
The bat, you didn't have to work them, you know, like a Bubblicious, like a
multiple
double bubble
flavors.
Or a Bazooka.
Multiple flavors.
You could blow enormous bubbles, and then when they came up with a nonstick, game changer.
I mean, was Hubba Bubba made with Teflon?
It was some space age polymer. I don't know exactly what it was, but it's, you know, can you still buy it?
I don't know. You can still
buy
Bubblicious
and
Bubble Yum.
Yeah, I don't know if you can buy Hubba Bubba. It was probably a carcinogen.
My guess is it ruined some jaws.
Probably did. Well, then, you know, the other way that we, you know, another thing that could chew up your jaw was if you had a, you know, a chewing tobacco habit. But we got around that with Big League Chew.
Big League Chew.
Right? You could carry around your pouch. It looked like you had a big pouch of chaw.
Yep.
What you actually had was some stringy bubble gum.
Yeah,
you could pack
stringy
in your
bubble
mouth.
Gum. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Now, that would stick to your face if you blew a bubble.
You know, but they still have that.
I've seen that.
Yeah. They don't have candy cigarettes anymore, but they still have Big League Chew.
Yeah.
Kind of like candy cigarettes could cause cancer.
Yeah.
Because we're puffing out powdered sugar.
Exactly.
But it's emulating a cigarette, which could cause cancer. But chew,
right.
Let's keep it.
Exactly.
Let's keep the Big League Chew.
And I mean, now they've got the, you know, what is that stuff that they have? The, like the candy fentanyl or something like that, just so the kids can like, candy heroin syringes.
Meth.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Just so they can, you know, they can act like the adults.
Yeah. They used to have menthol cigarettes. Now they have methol cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what we used to do. We used to smoke a lot with our candy cigarettes. We'd throw in some chaw with our Big League Chew.
Yeah.
We had little bottles, little wax bottles that were certainly probably supposed to be our version of like a liqueur.
So let me ask you a question. So a wax bottle.
Yeah.
So you have this little wax bottle. It literally looks like a bottle. And you're supposed to take the cap off.
You bite the end of the cap off.
Yeah, and then you suck out the gel. Just keep your mouth shut. So you suck out the juice, right?
Right.
Is that how you did it?
Well, you might do that, but more often than not, you were just chewing the whole thing.
You put the whole thing in
and
your mouth.
Even
you got, it was like a bubble. What was that? A freshen up. It was like a freshen up piece of freshen up gum,
70s.
Except there
that was a
you would bite into something and you'd get a splash in your mouth and then have a nice chew of gum. You would take a chew and have a nice splash in your mouth and then just suck on wax for an hour.
Chew on wax. Now, that was something we did in the 70s and 80s, but that came to us from an earlier time. So I don't know what the hell they were thinking then. That might have come from the Russian space race or something. That wasn't NASA. But then you also had, like, the wax lips that you would put on. You know, you could laugh for a little bit. It looked like lips, but it was sweet.
Yeah.
And you would just chew those. Just chew the wax.
Just chew it.
Chew the wax.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was all about. candy bars. What kind of candy? You mentioned the Marathon bar.
Well, the Marathon bar was just, I think they still have it in Europe.
They do. It's not called the Marathon.
It's called like a Burly Whirly or
yeah,
a
Curly Whirly. It's a Cadbury. Yeah.
So does it taste the same?
Probably better. Honestly, Cadbury chocolate tastes better. I'm sorry. I hope I haven't offended our Hershey's.
Hello, Governor. I don't think you've offended anyone, but I do think that anyone that has enjoyed a Marathon bar would probably not even spend time eating a Hurly Whirly. I mean, come on. It's like it's not
I think
the
they
same.
Would now because they can't get a Marathon bar. If they could get a Marathon bar, they'd eat that. And why was it called a Marathon bar? Because it took forever to eat the thing.
It took forever to eat the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was wonderful because it tasted great the whole time, but you were just chewing for days.
Tell me your thoughts on Sugar Daddies.
So Sugar Daddies are from an earlier time.
Yep.
And I guess you got to think about like Sugar Daddies versus Sugar Babies.
No. Let's talk Sugar Daddies.
So Sugar Daddy was a sucker. It was a caramel on a stick.
Yep.
You had variations of that. You had, I think there was a Sugar Mama.
There was, but I'm not sure
I don't
sure
remember
what
that
was,
but you also had a Black Cow, which was kind of a darker chocolate caramel.
But let's just tell me how long
my
a Sugar Daddy would take you.
Oh, Sugar Daddy's gone in an instant.
What?
Sugar Baby. Sorry. I thought you said Sugar
Babies were
Sugar Daddy's going to be with you for a while.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some fillings.
Yeah.
Right? And but it's with you for a while.
It's with you for a while.
That's a good value for your candy purchasing dollar.
And Sugar Babies, you put in, you just chew them.
They're just gone.
Right?
They're delicious.
When's the last time you had a Sugar Daddy?
I don't think in the new millennium.
It's a fucking Sugar Baby. It's Sugar Babies put into a sugar. You can take a bite, chew it, take a bite.
It's gone.
There's
what?
No, it is ridiculous.
I'm sure because it was pulling out dental work.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I remember if you're going to go on a long car trip, you buy a Sugar Daddy because it's going to at least get you 30 miles.
Yeah.
Here, I don't even want to
talk about
it.
You're not getting out of the neighborhood.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. I'll stop.
You can take a bite and chew it.
That's not right.
It's not a
that's
Sugar Daddy.
That's not right.
No.
Because, you know, you want something that's going to last for your candy dollar. I always liked, now this was not an 80s thing, but we enjoyed it in the 80s. You can still get it today. Bit of honey.
Oh, well, can you get them today?
I don't know.
You gotta look for them.
But if you get them, they probably chew up a lot faster than they did then.
Yeah.
Those were really good. I did enjoy those.
Bit of honeys or Sugar Daddies?
All of the above. Yeah. I think one, there was something also called a Slowpoke.
There was a Slowpoke.
Right?
Oh, my God,
now
yes.
It was the same thing. It was just made by another company, I guess.
Oh, my God. I wonder if Slowpokes are still working.
I don't know. It's worth checking out.
You just absolutely blew my mind
I'm
with the Slowpoke. I'm going to look for a Slowpoke.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be better than a Sugar Daddy. Sugar Daddy. I mean,
now, there was another one. Another one that came out in the 70s that you and I remember, and I don't know if anybody else would really remember this, but our dad used to bring it home. I guess he had sold them in the airport
Can I
or
take
something.
A guess?
Yeah, I know you know what it is.
Is it called like a Take Seven or a
It's called
seven
a
up
Seven
or...
Up.
Yes.
It was a candy bar that had seven different sections in it, kind of like if you had a box of Werther's Originals.
Whoops. Meant to say Whitman's Sampler.
Okay. Proceed.
And you had different, like, caramel.
Well, no. But
they were all packaged
bar.
Together. It's a bar.
Yes.
You had to guess where the divisions were, right? But it might have.
You had to guess, or it was just the division? And
no,
you
no.
Knew.
It looked like a solid bar.
What?
Like, you didn't see, like, separate. Like, you would just be biting, and you'd try to guess so that you'd bite, like, right between. But you might go a little bit beyond the caramel and get into, like, a coconut filling or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it wasn't like clearly demarcated where each one was.
Okay, interesting.
That was a great development that didn't last very long. Then, you know, I think probably in the 70s, maybe earlier, you had the Zero Bar.
I love a Zero Bar. People actually want to punch you in the face if you tell them I like Zero Bar.
Really?
I don't think they've had one.
Probably not. They're delicious. Probably it's... You mentioned before that, like, if you were to buy a Marathon bar today,
yes,
it would be white.
Yes,
and you know the Zero Bar was white,
So
I'm sure we all have like this thought that like this is kind of like the dog poop in the yard.
Yes.
Like it's been around
too
long.
It looks kind of like it.
It's turned white. You know, that probably was part of the reason why people didn't like it. And then,
oh my gosh,
but
that
it's
is
delicious.
So funny.
I loved it. And another one that I loved that I always felt like as a kid, I felt like I'm being really healthy here. It was a Payday bar.
Oh my God.
Was going to go for a candy bar, it'd probably be a Payday.
Mm-hmm.
But you always felt like, man, this isn't covered in chocolate. You know, like I'm eating healthy here.
Yeah.
I've been eating all these peanuts. Yeah, there's some nougat in there and some caramel.
Delicious nougat and caramel, but there's peanuts.
Yeah, and it's salty. You know, it's not a candy bar. This is like an adult snack.
It's an adult snack.
Yeah.
It's trail mix in a bar.
It is trail mix in a bar. You're right.
So they do make a chocolate-covered
They do,
Payday.
Which you would kind of think would be a Baby Ruth, but it has Baby a Ruth, very different. Baby Ruth goes back to the...
Yeah.
You know, the 30s.
Now here's something that I swear I've had one of these. And I mean, people may be like, I swear in a Bible. I'm like, I think I would, but I'm not sure because of all the flack I've taken from talking about it. I could have sworn at one point in my life I found a honey roasted peanut Payday.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Could you not think of anything better?
It would be wonderful. Why it hasn't caught on, I don't know that I've ever actually seen one. I've heard tell of it from you.
From me, right?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't tell someone that you would take a bullet, you're so sure about it.
No.
You've just heard it from
I've only heard it from you.
And 20 years ago, I'd have said I'd have taken a bullet. Now I'm like, I don't think I'd take
a
bullet.
It's a great idea. They should do it if they haven't already. And I believe you. I mean, I think you... They probably tested it in limited markets, and you just happened to be in one. Maybe they tested it in Michigan where you were and didn't make it down here.
You test Crystal Pepsi. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You text other things or test. It doesn't work. How does a honey,
honey roasted peanut payday
not work?
That's going to work.
Okay,
it's not
so,
like
hey,
the
it's not
honey...
working, guys. Maybe dip it in chocolate. Oh. Then it becomes the best candy bar in the history of life. Maybe people weren't ready for it.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm making one.
Maybe that's what Toby was trying to show you in that dream.
Oh, my God.
So we lost our little brother a little over a year ago, and Jeff, very soon after that...
Not very soon.
Pretty quick, several months maybe.
Oddly enough, like 8 months. It was bizarre. Yes.
Yeah, Jeff had a dream where it was one of those dreams where you wake up and you feel like it was real, and it was that he met up with Toby, our little brother, and Toby showed him a candy that said, this is the best candy you will ever have, like it was brought from beyond the grave, and maybe that's what it was.
It's like he was able to create it.
Yeah.
And I remember I'm not going to get deep into this, but I asked him one question. Is this free? And he's like, it is. So either he wants me to come up and enjoy this candy with him or introduce it to the world.
I think the latter. I think he was too. I think he was giving you your million-dollar idea.
I've tried it. I've tried to figure out what it was, but it wasn't. Anything like a honey roasted peanut payday, but by God.
Let's not give away any possible trade secrets here in case you remember or in case you have another dream where he gives you the recipe and we introduce it as the Just Jeffy bar.
You ever had an almond Snickers?
No.
Do.
Do? Isn't that a Mars bar?
I don't know. I love
a Mars bar that has the almonds in it.
I'm not a big fan of changing perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, would you agree that Snickers is like one of the perfections?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. If someone came to me and said, Jeff, God will make you the perfect food. It's a peanut M&M.
Yeah. You could have asked me, what do I think you're going to say? And I would have known without even hesitating as a peanut M&M.
So if people say, hey, you want to try an almond M&M? Well, sure. I'll try it. Don't offer me a bag. And I've often said that I honestly want to be buried with a pack of peanut M&Ms, not a single serve, at least a shareable pack. Otherwise, when I get to the pearly gates and he says, can I have one? If it's not a shareable pack,
you're not giving
I don't
them
know where I'm going.
Sorry, Pete.
These
are for me.
These are for me.
Yeah. Candy's good.
I've also often said that if you were to take all the world leaders and say, guys, we're talking about the end of the earth. If we don't all get together and get along, say, here's some candy, eat this first, then let's talk. They'll all be in different moods. I don't know if it'll save the world.
Peanut M&Ms, is that what you're saying?
I don't care who that's likes the great, what.
Oh, just have your candy.
Yes,
have
whatever candy you look.
Yeah.
And guess what? If they all decide to say, screw candy, we're going to destroy the world,
it's
guess
time.
What?
It's time for the world to be destroyed.
It's time for the world to eat peanut M&Ms for the rest of their life up there with me.
That's a pretty good point. Now, I mean, I think that, you know, we're kind of reaching the limit of our time. We try to keep these two, but I'm sure that if we kept going, we could come up with dozens more of things that started in the 80s that we loved. And again, give us some comments. Tell us what did we miss? Tell us, you know, not because we want you to tell us like, you guys blew it. You didn't talk about this, but let us share in the memory of it. Like if you think
absolutely
of it, let us have them like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember that. Oh, I loved it. So let us hear from you. Give us some comments. Rate us, if you would, wherever you listen to us. Subscribe to us. That helps us out. And let's just keep this going. There's so much fun stuff for us to talk about.
We want to keep going, and I know at least someone's going to say you never discuss coconut, and it's not because we don't like it. We forgot about it.
We forgot.
And to that person, yeah, you're good.
You're good.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast. Your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.